y'all to teach me how to swim. I said, ooh, girl, shock me like an electric eel. Baby girl, turn me on with your electric feel. I said, ooh, girl, shock me like an electric eel. Baby girl, turn me on with your electric feel.
And that was Soyala singing Electric Feel, or Electric Eel. I heard her say Electric Eel a lot, and I was like,
well, it sounds so natural, though, yeah. Electric Eel.
It's like, Electric Eel. It's like, ooh.
Eel.
For such, like, a angry animal, it was a very smooth-sounding song. I liked it. Blackjack, would you like to start us up with this one?
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it.
I liked it. I really liked her effect that she used on it. It had like that. I'm assuming this is an 80s song. I just got that vibe. It was just like an all right song. I was just like, you know, listening to it, kind of, you know, just grooving with it.
Like, MGMT is a today band. I think they just have like a.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think they just have an like
very
retro
70s feel.
Yeah, retro sound.
Yeah, I got a very like, you know.
Because I don't know this song from them, but I know other songs from them. But yeah, I thought her take on this song was very like rave trippy. Like,
mm-hmm.
The weird echo was strange to me at first, but then I stopped noticing it as much, and I was just, like, zoning with the song, like, yeah.
Yeah, like, if I was at, like, a roller skating rink and this song came on, like, it was a very nice song,
yeah,
just, you know,
yeah.
There's no, like, vocal errors in it that I caught, but, like, I'm not the best, you know, catching those things, but, you know, I just thought it was a very solid submission. Someone gave her the song, she did the song,
yeah.
She added cool effects and sent it in, so...
Yeah, I think she did what she could with the song, because I think it's just kind of like a chill.
Yeah, thing. That was the thing with it. Like, there was nothing wrong with it, but there was also nothing that like stood out. Like, damn,
yeah.
That was awesome about it. So,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a screw, but it wasn't a triumph.
Yeah,
either.
I think that's actually a very strategic way to screw someone, though, because I know a lot of people were talking about the only way to really screw people sometimes is to give them something completely boring. Which, kudos to Soyala, this wasn't completely boring. It was just a very much a mood piece. Like, it puts you in one, you know, string of listening, being.
Place in your mind.
Yes.
Especially when we start getting to, like, rounds where there's only, like, six or seven people. Ooh, yeah. And then your song's going to kind of have to stand out. So, compared, we'll see how everyone else does, but you should be good, I'd say. Solid. I mean,
this was very solid. Like, there was nothing crazy wrong at all.
I'd say if you do get a boring song, try your best to make it as add your own stuff as possible without, I don't know, what do you guys, like, how do you do that? I don't know.
Just bring as much character you can without, you know, I mean, go over the top if you could with it, but I don't know, with this song, it's really hard, like, super hard to figure out how'd you spice something like this up.
Yeah,
I really think she did what she could with it. It was it was good. It was good, Soyala, you good. You good.
He's
good.
He's good.
So, let me see if I can reveal. Nope, I cannot reveal. I cannot reveal because I do not know. I don't know if they want to stay anonymous or not, so I shall keep them that way.
Okay.
Well, next up, we actually have, last week, Sasia had an email malfunction where I got this email where there was no file in it, and I thought that's what I had got, you know, like a mess up, but I wasn't sure, and I'd kind of expressed that on the show where I was like, I think she meant to send her song and it just didn't go through. Well, that was the case, and she sent it to me that morning, so Sasia has two songs for us right now. And we're going to listen to those back to back. And again, the same goes with Snowfender. If either one falls below, you know, in our bottom, then Sasia will have to leave us. So her first song is Piece of My Heart by Janis Joplin. So let's listen, y'all. Hey everyone, I just wanted to give everyone a huge shout out. Thank you so much, Rochelle, for giving me Janis Joplin. She is one of my favorite singers, and this is one of my favorite songs by her. Just wanted to give a quick shout out, and congrats to everyone who's got this far. Everyone has been great, and good luck to everyone. Oh, come! Didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? Yeah! And didn't I give you nearly everything a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I think I've had enough. Oh, but I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. I want you to come. Take another little piece. Sasuya, rocking out. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I know.
Like, ooh, a yeah, pro rocking. Rocker. Like, we have Janis Joplin in the house tonight.
It was very true to Janis Joplin, indeed.
Yeah, it was super old school rock, rock. Amby, what'd you think?
I have some mixed emotions with this. Mm-hmm. I will not lie. I have some mixed emotions because there are some parts of it that are, like, so amazingly epic and just rocking out and just awesome. And then all of a sudden it got, like, weaker. Like, there was just, like, certain, like, select moments that it would just be rocking along, and then something would happen that was not at the same, like, level of performance or energy that just kind of, like, it was like I was riding on a roller coaster the entire time. It was like a roller coaster of rock, because it was like, yeah, this is awesome.
Rock what
was
roller that? Coaster.
Oh, man, it's awesome again. Huh? What's going on? Oh, yeah. It's like that. That's, like, what the whole song was for me. Like, it was still real, like, the really awesome parts were so awesome that I think this was a really great job for her. But at the same time, I would have liked a little bit more consistency overall with it.
Maybe she did it on purpose.
It was kind
of
funny.
To take a piece of my heart and throw it on a roller coaster.
I love your comparison.
Like the Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World.
Oh, I hate that. I don't like roller coasters.
There's an Aerosmith roller coaster?
Yeah, Rock and Roller Coaster at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, it's, I've always wanted the whole
quote unquote theming behind it is that you have to get to Aerosmith's concert, so you hop in their roller coaster limousine.
Is that real?
You're late for Aerosmith's concert, so you get in their quote unquote limousine and you take off to the concert.
I was too small.
That's the theming behind it. Yeah.
I just remember it's the rock and roller coaster, and I wanted to go on, and I didn't.
You weren't tall enough or something.
No, I got on. And it's right next to Tower of Terror. That's all I remember. But yeah, Sasuya, I really loved your cute shout out in the beginning. I just remembered that. It was super cute. And I really.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that was like maybe kind of what Amby was hearing was like some cute rock in it, because like at times it did get a little like cute instead of like rawr in your face rocker.
Yeah, maybe, like, that was like the inconsistency, because it was like 1 second it was like rocker and the next second it was like cutesy bootsy. It was like, what, huh?
Yeah. And like that was something that I thought too, but like her come-ons were like so impressive. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. Oh my gosh, she was just vocally awesome. And I feel like Sasuya, you're like this cool, collected rocker person who goes like gig to gig. Like that was the kind of like about to break into like the big
your backstory.
Business. Yeah, like I felt like that was like this kind of performance. Like you're at some like low key gig in like some back alley club or something. Mm. Like I don't know. I thought it was really legit, and I still think your voice is very like Paramore-ish.
I totally got that vibe. Like, it reminded me, like, when I watched the, you know, the making the videos, like, La Bamba or, you know, those types of videos. I don't, well, just like how they have, like, the rockers in the 50s and they'd be, like, singing at these, like, places. They'd be, like, different. Sassy reminded me, like, one of those people.
La Bamba would be such a funny song for someone to get on this competition.
You should. And do we have language
Shakira.
Rules?
Someone make Dylan sing Shakira.
His hips don't.
Yo, lele.
Oh my gosh, I would just die. I would die.
Do we have language rules, Sky? I don't know. I should know.
We have a language rule that means like the song must be in English. But if the contestant so chooses, they could sing it.
They could wave it.
They could sing in a different language if they so choose, but the song that they are given has to be at least like a version must be sung in English.
Yeah, there could, because I mean there are songs that are done in English and Spanish, especially with like
like if you give some Shakira and the new Spanish songs and stuff, you know, and like say Autumn and she was like, I'm gonna bring the Latin in me and I want to sing in Spanish, she could totally do that. But yeah.
Okay, so yeah, they could wave off.
Yeah,
that
but it has to be a song that has English lyrics sung in English, at least in some way.
So they can't pick a song that is strictly just in another language.
Right.
Right.
That's like all the K-pop and J-pop songs have, like, the choruses are always English for some reason.
Yeah.
And the verses
but
are
like
all,
sometimes, no. Like, if
yeah, there's English versions of some of those.
Yeah, there's English versions. So mm-hmm. those could count. You could give someone, like, an anime song if it was done in English. You know, like the dub version or something.
But, Every Heart by Bella.
Oh, I love that song.
I really do. I love Sasia, how she like screams, but it's like not screaming. She like yells, but it's like
it
sounds so good.
Controlled.
And it's, yes, it's so awesome.
Like, I was, like, I'm super impressed with Sasia all the time because of how controlled her voice is. It's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
the heck?
She's conquered that voice.
She has
right.
conquered that voice. Let me see if I can. Oh man, I'm gonna have to go back in time in my binder to see if I can reveal. Oh, just kidding. I prepared. Look at me preparing. Yes, I can reveal who gave this to Sasia, and it was Mista Sister.
Oh.
Ooh, Mista Sister.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mister Sister.
Speaking of Mister Sister. What?
I'm fail.
Oh, it's
We're
okay.
gonna listen to Sasia part two.
Oh yeah.
Part two.
Speaking of Mister Sister, it's time to listen to Sasia again. No.
And I'm excited for this one.
Yes, and this time, Sasia is gonna be singing "Smooth Criminal" by Michael Jackson. Yeah. So Sasia, put on your little white glove. And get your gun.
Wow.
Get your gun. Here we go.
Okay.